know I've got all the company I need here. Adrian Stanley tossed over his shoulder, as though reading Horton's mind. These retirement apartments are full of people like me, widowers and widows, but sometimes it's nice to see a younger face. Coffee? Or would you prefer something stronger? You're off duty, I take it, he added, eyeing Horton's leather biker jacket. Not that that made much difference in my day. Policing was very different in the 70s and 80s, before the politically correct brigade hijacked it. Coffee, black, no sugar would be great, Horton said, smiling. Thinking if Adrian Stanley drank alcohol at this time in the morning, then he had a serious problem. There were no signs of the elderly man being an alcoholic, though, quite the contrary. His lined face boasted a healthy complexion, and his grey eyes were bright and keen for a man in his 70s. The small apartment smelt and looked clean. It was on the top floor of a four-story modern building, and despite the fact that the April sun had not yet gained full height or strength, it was a bright morning. The apartment faced south, and the central heating was on full.
"You can take your jacket off if you like," Stanley said, stepping into the modern kitchen and flicking on the kettle.
"Thanks." Horton eased off the Harley Davidson jacket, thinking Stanley must have noticed him sweating. He glanced around the neat lounge with three easy armchairs, a coffee table in front of a fireplace, television, DVD player, modern music system, and a range of family photographs on the mantelpiece of young children with their parents and grandfather. There were more of the same on a wall unit, but here in several photographs, Horton saw a slender, smiling woman beside Adrian Stanley. He assumed that she was the late Mrs. Stanley. Horton draped his jacket over one of the two chairs beside a drop-leaf oak table and noted the powerful binoculars on it, before turning towards the window. "You've certainly got a lovely view, sir," he said, gazing across the sparkling blue of the Solent at a handful of yachts heading into the harbour of Cowes on the Isle of Wight. He would like to have been out there himself sailing his new yacht, Mystery Lady, but since buying it a fortnight ago, he'd barely had the chance. It was also looking doubtful that he'd get the opportunity to sail her this week. Not only was his stretched, under-resourced CID department experiencing a mini-crime wave, but a new superyacht had moored up at Oyster Keys on Sunday, and that would act like a magnet to every tow-rack criminal for miles around. Horton had left a message for DC Walters to urgently check its security this morning. The last thing he needed was a high-profile robbery on his patch. He would have preferred to send Cantelli, but the sergeant would throw up the moment he got on the water, and Horton didn't think the owner, a man called Russell Glenn, whom Horton had never heard of, would appreciate that on his nice, shiny new yacht.
"It's one of the reasons I chose to live here," Stanley called out from the kitchen, bringing Horton back to the matter in hand, which had nothing to do with his job.
He was here on a personal matter, hence the early visit before officially being on duty. His heart beat a little faster at the thought that the former PC might have information that could help him trace his mother, Jennifer Horton. She had walked out of their council tower block one chilly November morning in 1978 and never returned, consigning Horton to years of anguish and torment in a succession of children's homes. And on Friday morning, he had an appointment with the Social Services Department to view the case file that had been compiled on him while he'd been in care. He knew it would make grim reading and bring back painful memories, which was why he'd never requested access to it before. But events over recent months had forced him to confront the past, and now that he had embarked on this journey, it appeared he was powerless to stop. His gut knotted at the thought that what he might eventually discover could be worse than he anticipated. But time to reflect on that later. Stanley was saying,
"I told my son Robin that if I had to be cooped up in a flat, then I wanted the illusion of space, which that view gives me. And there's always something to see."
Hence the binoculars, thought Horton.
"You can look through them, if you wish," Stanley called out, again demonstrating that uncanny knack of reading Horton's mind.
Horton wasn't sure he liked that, but he guessed there were some things you never lost, no matter how long out of the job. He picked up the binoculars and quickly focused them in, surveying the Solent. It was, as usual, bustling with container ships, tankers, pleasure craft, and fishing boats.